Welcome back to Home Design Chat with Nancy, and I am your host, Nancy Hugo. If you're remodeling or building a new home, you don't want to miss these podcasts. Today is September 17th already, and our special guest today is Bill Klingberg. He is the Southwest Regional Sales Manager for California Faucets. Welcome, Bill. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, Nancy. Thanks so much for having me today.
You know, this is a perfect time to talk about faucets because if it's not a major remodel, a lot of people do cosmetic changes for their home just before the holidays. I'm not saying just before. Don't think you're going to start in November. But here we are, middle September, and if you're thinking of changing out your faucets, doing some little changes so that when you have that big holiday group for the Christmas, New Year's rush, you know, your house is going to look pretty. And this is a perfect time to talk about California faucets. And that's why, Bill, we're having this little chat.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thanks so much for having me.
Well, I want everybody to know what's available out there. And I thought California faucets would be the perfect item that they should start thinking about when they are making a few changes. So first of all, California faucets, how did that start?
When? Sure. Excellent. Let me tell you just a little bit about the company. California Faucets started in 1988 by a gentleman by the name of Fred Silverstein, who was a plumbing showroom and supplier owner, and he recognized a need for a premium, high-end, high-quality faucet that was more custom, that wasn't just your run-of-the-mill faucetry. He was able to incorporate design and finishes and make it a bit more custom. And it's a family-owned and operated company, and it still is today. Jeff Silverstein, that would be Fred's son, took over as CEO in 2010. Fred still came in and enjoyed all the employees and worked every day. And unfortunately, he passed away in 2019, but he left a legacy of really high quality custom faucetry. And it's still family owned and operated. And it's amazing what comes out of this factory that's handmade. And, everything they make is handcrafted, custom made, if you will. It's really kind of neat. It's neat stuff.
Well, it's also nice to know that there are still family operated companies that was started by their parents, grandparents, or whatever. I think you get more, they get a lot of satisfaction out of their product and it passes on to the end user.
Absolutely. I think if it's family owned and operated, a lot of them are putting their names or their legacies on that product. So they look at that product as A, how they'd want it in their own home and how they would be proud to have it in other people's homes. Mm-hmm. And you can really see that in the quality of this product. If somebody were to ask me what makes them so special compared to all the other dozens of faucetry manufacturers out there, Nancy, if you'll allow me to for just a moment to read just a few sentences right out of their catalog. If a customer is ever lucky enough to get a hold of one of their incredible catalogs, on the very first page they have a wonderful just a few sentences that really gives it a snapshot of what makes them kind of unique and I'd like to read it if I may.
Yeah, the stage is yours.
Like this. It goes something like this. We handcraft our faucets one at a time because you're one of a kind. In a world of mass-produced, one-size-fits-all, California Faucets offers fittings that fit you. No matter which of our products you choose, you're assured that each is made to order and customized as you like. Using materials sourced to stand the test of time, then artisan finished and assembled by hand in our Huntington Beach factory, every California Faucets product is unique, just like you. And I really think that's just kind of a really great introduction as to what makes them really special. Set aside faucets and finish and looks, It's jewelry for the home, as we've talked about before, but this is unique, custom-made jewelry, made to the consumer's liking and to their style.
Right. For those people, they say the discerning buyer who wants something special for their home, and they can actually say to their guests, I designed this, or I picked this out and this out and this out. So it becomes very special and personal for the homeowner.
Absolutely. And if you think about the breadth of products that California Faucets offers, you really, really can do an entire bathroom and even incorporate their products in the kitchen that are beautiful, high quality, will stand the test of time, something you're going to be proud of and something you're going to want to show.
So without the listener running over to their computer and going into their website, let's go through a couple of the things that you think make California Faucets special.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, they do quite a bit of categories, and I'll run down just a few of categories. One of their strong up-and-coming categories is kitchen faucetry. Squeeze handle pull-down is very popular in the marketplace. California Faucets has some of their design and engineering comes out of Italy, and it's really beautiful stuff, but yet high-quality, solid brass, something that you'd put in your kitchen, and it would last for years and years and years.
Oh, I'm not familiar with the squeeze handle. What is that?
So, obviously, you have the pull-down sprayer, it would be... It's a handle that you squeeze. A lot of them, it's a little button you push or a lever you switch. Well, this one is more commercial. If you've ever been in a commercial kitchen and you kind of you see that big faucet pull down, but it has a handle you squeeze in order to activate the water.
Right.
This is a very elegant, stylish touch to that would be very appropriate for your kitchen and match the style.
Great. That sounds interesting.
Very okay. Neat stuff.
Do they also do bathroom faucets?
Absolutely. They get into bathrooms. They do complete shower systems, both thermostatic and pressure balance valve systems, all brass hand showers, tub fillers, both freestanding and wall mount.
Well, let me go back, Bill, because when I started in this business, I kept hearing that all brass, these fixtures are all brass. And I thought, but we don't want brass. And then people explained to me, it's actually the base is brass or the fixture before they put the finish on it, correct?
Yes. So anytime you look at a lot of the exposed faucetry in your home, most of that stuff starts out as a raw brass component, and then it is plated from there. And the plating can be a number of different ways in order to meet the style of finish that you want to apply to it. But the reason it's important to stress all brass is that some manufacturers, especially mass-produced manufacturers, are moving to some plastic components. So the way they kind of add the advantage is that it's lighter. It's lighter in your hand, and so it's easier to use. And while
it wears out faster, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. There's merit to having less weight in your hand, but of course, longevity. We know plastic isn't certainly going to last in a lot of our bathrooms.
Right.
And so when you have all brass fixtures, you're really offering yourself the most longevity you can in a lot of your high end stuff.
Okay, let's move on to tub fillers.
So tub fillers, they make both freestanding and wall mount tub fillers. It really depends on your bathroom setup. I know, Nancy, you know the difference, but for your audience, if you have a freestanding tub,
which has become very popular lately.
Yes, it's definitely in style. I'm just waiting to the days we're going back to tubs with legs. I think it's coming. I think it's coming like bell bottoms.
It is here.
tubs with legs, right?
Yeah, a lot of people or companies offer the tubs with the legs, but I see most people shy away from that and go with a contemporary freestanding that's very sleek looking.
Yes, yes. And so you can enter the water in that tub one of two ways. You can have a freestanding, so that's usually a valve that's put in the floor, and your hot and cold water come from the floor and usually arch over one edge of that tub. Sometimes there'll be a dual post. Sometimes it'll be a single post, depending on your style. Or you can have that water entered in the tub from a valve that's built into the wall and, you know, come simply out of the wall, depending on if your tub is next to the wall or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most people, I think, like the idea of it coming from the wall, but, you know, a lot of commercials or print commercials, you see this luxurious tub in the middle of the bedroom, and then you wonder, how do they get water in there? But those are the freestanding tub fillers, unique and sexy looking.
They are beautiful and definitely trendy, definitely trendy.
Yes.
And so, you know, California Faucets is known as an innovator. They're known as a company over the years to come first. And there's a few categories that they really claim lay claim to, and one of them is style drain. If you look in most people's current shower, it's just that simple drain that's a circular hole in the floor, and the water cascades down to it and disappears, and there's not a whole lot of style involved into that. Several years back, California Faucets partnered with Christopher Grubb, an interior designer, and they put some style in that drain. And so you can imagine the flexibility of, you know, you've spent all your effort and energy picking out this beautiful, beautiful shower set, and maybe you did it in, I don't know, burnished brass uncoated. That's a very popular finish right now. And you set up your shower only to look on the floor, and the drain doesn't match anywhere near it. So now you have a style in that drain, and you have 26 finishes to be able to match any of the finish you chose for your shower setup.
Yeah. Well, let me interject. I do a lot of showers, and I always suggest that we use small mosaics on the floor, which gives you a lot more grab because we have more grout. So if you have little square mosaics on your floor, you don't want a round drain.
That's
just
right.
Makes sense that you go with a square drain. Very, very today, very stylish. And I mean, it doesn't take too much to convince somebody that that round drain that your neighbor has isn't going to look good in your brand new shower. So people, when you're remodeling, always think of that square drain. Look better. Set you apart from the neighbor.
Excellent. Another innovation, which continues to grow and grow for California Faucets, is zero drain. And, you know, a drain's kind of arbitrary. Look, we've spent this a lot of time designing the cabinets, the sink that the water's going to pour into, the faucetry that the water pours out of. It's all style driven, and then we kind of look down at this little hole in the sink, and the water kind of just drains away in it as well. And there's not a whole lot of style to that, but there's also a basic function in most people's homes. They have that plunger style where they have a, you know, skinny rod sticking up behind their lav faucet, and they push it down, and that kind of creates a stopper to stop the water so they can fill that bowl. Well, what zero drain does is a little bit of the opposite. So in the open position, it's flush with the bottom of the bowl, and the water disappears seamlessly, almost in a linear style drainage, if you will. And then when you press down on that drain with your finger, it stops, and that fills up the bowl with water. And then you simply reach down and give it another push, and it pops back up, and your water drains away. The advantage here is it's available in most of the 26 finishes. So again, you've really done your due diligence in creating the style with the faucetry, only to have very limited success in the style of the drain because of its finish and or its look. So if you incorporate zero drain with your California faucet, in many cases you can match it to the very finish that you've picked out your faucetry in.
Yeah, well, when you have a custom unique faucet set, you certainly don't want to use the same drain that everybody else uses. Now, let me just take a break and talk about Studio 41, who carries California faucets by coincidence. And they also carry a lot of other stuff. I've said this every week that Studio 41 is my go-to when I'm looking for fixtures for my remodeled kitchens and bathrooms, but they also carry other things. They have one flagship in Scottsdale, which I use all the time. So if you're lucky enough to live by Scottsdale, you can go into Studio 41. They carry the fixtures in addition to cabinetry. Now, the other 13 showrooms in Illinois carry a little bit more. In addition to what I just said, they have windows and tile. Lucky them. So if you live in Illinois or in Arizona, then you can visit these showrooms. But if not, you can go onto their website at shopstudio41.com. 41 is a number. Don't spell it out. shopstudio41.com. Hey, Bill, let's talk about those finishes, those interesting finishes that California Faucets has.
Yes, yes. You know, they're one of the companies that are known to have on the higher end or a bigger selection of finishes. You know, they have really about 33 different styles or collections of faucetry and styles for your bathroom or kitchen, but you've got 26 different finishes to choose from to create that perfect finish for your style. They have four living finishes, and then really what I think they do better than most is they have 12 PVD finishes. And for your listeners that are not familiar with PVD and or living, I'll kind of explain really briefly. Living finish is a finish that actually changes over time. They typically don't have a protective coating, and they, in some cases, will patina, which is a specific look that a lot of customers are going for. And they are also, require special care. You cannot put abrasives on them. You cannot put acidic things on them like lemon juice, because you could take that patina that you wanted to create over the years right off if you don't clean it or care for it very carefully.
Yeah.
There's only four finishes in the line that are like that, but they're very limited. Most people, though, especially if it's a kitchen faucet or a bathroom faucet that's going to have day-to-day use, they choose to lean towards a PVD finish. And that stands for physical vapor deposition. And basically, what that does is it kind of bonds that finish to the brass, and it becomes one with that metal. These finishes rarely need a protective top coating. They are much more scratch resistant and abrasive resistant over time. And so they come in a plethora of finishes, colors, to meet your styles, and they are really a great go-to, a finish that you can rely on that's going to be consistent and last a long, long, long time and be very, very durable.
Well, that sounds like the perfect finish. I certainly wouldn't put the living finish in a kid's bathroom or in a, like you said, in a bathroom that you're going to use constantly. Actually, reserve it for your powder room or your master. My suggestion.
Yes.
Let's just swing over to Monogram Appliances, which is my go-to for appliances. They have the smart appliances, which can be controlled with their Smart HQ app. Again, I will remind everybody that this app does not work if you don't have smart appliances. But I just did a podcast a couple of weeks ago with the rep from Monogram, and he was talking about the advantages of having smart appliances. So these appliances are updated through the factory. You never know if you're going to get a great recipe popping up on your oven, or what they're doing with your refrigerator or your dishwasher. So go to monogram.com, that's their website, and start investigating some of the new items that they have and their smart appliances. You won't be sorry. And also, I recommend that if you're going to remodel and you need appliances, or you just have to, maybe one of the appliances broke down and you have to just get a new one, go to the showroom that has a working Monogram kitchen so that you can try everything out. Just like a bed, you don't want to buy an appliance unless you check it out. Bill, let's talk about our special friend, Christopher Grubb.
Yes, yes. So years back, because of the demand, especially with the A&D, that would be the Architectural and Design Group, the California faucets being custom handcrafted was becoming more demand in style, and they partnered with Christopher Grubb. He's actually president of the Beverly Hills-based ARC Interior Design Group, and he was started out with California Faucets working with style drains. So those drains that have those beautiful patterns in there, well, some of those are his styles. And then that kind of transitioned into faucetry. And there are two newer faucetry, bathroom lav faucets that Christopher Grubb has designed hand-in-hand with California Faucets. One of them is called the Doheny, and the other one's called the Trousdale. And, boy, I'll tell you, they haven't even been around for 18 months, and they've become some of the better sellers for California Faucet because they are so style-driven. You can visit California Faucet's website and see some of the videos that they've put out for Christopher Grubb and these particular styles. The other one, the Doheny, that one is especially gaining traction because it's available in a split finish. And so you have the capability of having two different finishes on your handles in this faucetry, and it really kind of opens up style and creativity in a bathroom that is kind of new in the marketplace.
Well, I went on that website. I was just curious what he had, and I was impressed with the designs he has, even robe hooks. I mean, he's done the whole gamut. So if you want something unusual, not the same old that everybody else has, I would say go to californiafaucets.com, don't you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the last things I'll touch up on that is involving with Christopher Grubb is the brand new hardware and appliance pulls. And so, again, you spent all this time designing your beautiful bathroom, getting that perfect finish on your shower setup and your faucet, and yet you have to run all over town matching that manufacturer's finish to the appliance pulls that you have chosen. So now you can choose a California Faucets appliance pulls as well as cabinet pulls and knobs and all 26 finishes to match your beautiful California faucets.
Yeah, faucet. You know, just to let people know, because I know you don't shop for appliance handles and faucets and cabinet hardware every day, and to try to match the finishes is almost impossible because every manufacturer, whether it's cabinet hardware or the faucets, they all have different names and different finishes. So if you say, yeah, it's a brushed stainless steel or it's a brushed nickel or shiny polished nickel, they're all different. So this really makes sense. Hey, let's talk real quickly about customization. I know you have to go, and we're short on time, and I know you're in a hurry, so before you run out the door.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate the time. Yes. So if you visit the California Faucets website, one of the wonderful tools they've just launched recently is the faucet design tool. So now you can go on, and you can pick your faucet, pick your spout, pick your handle, pick your finish, and literally see a CGI rendering, high-quality CGI rendering, of what that faucet's going to look like. And then you can email that to yourself and print out a PDF that has all the detailed information so you can bring it into your favorite showroom like Studio 41, and any one of their professional team can help you price it out.
Sounds good to me. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I think now we have a better feel as to, if you want to go custom, what faucets you should use and the whole gamut of what they offer. Do you have any last minute words, Bill?
I really appreciate the time, and visit your local authorized California faucet dealer and showroom, and they are definitely there to help out.
Right. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed today's show, and I hope you learned a little bit more about faucets and customizing. And please subscribe on the platform that you're using to listen to these podcasts. And don't forget to share them with your friends. As you know, when you listen to podcasts, everybody says subscribe, subscribe, because that's the way we know how many people are listening. So please do that, and you won't miss out on any of my podcasts. If you want to learn more about me, you can go to my website, nancyhugo.com, or if you have any questions for me or for Bill about California faucets, don't hesitate to email me at nancy@nancyhugo.com. So, Bill, I want to thank you again for joining me. I think we learned that a faucet isn't just a faucet, right?
Absolutely. If you want that unique touch, California Faucet can probably provide it for you. Thank you so much for having me today, Nancy.
Well, thank you. And everybody stay safe and have a great day out there. Bye, Bill.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.